This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Jay, I'm glad that you're dancing to this song because this is a local guy, and his wife reached out. I wanted to play a little of his music because he's playing at the Ethan Carl's his name. He's a country artist. He knows my friend Johnny Holzum. Johnny is with the Well Hungarians. He's a legend around St. Louis. But I have discovered that Stephanie, Ethan's wife, is a fan of the show, so we appreciate this.
Aww.
She reached out on the Instagram a couple of days ago, and she said that Ethan is a local artist. He's playing at the Old Rock House tonight.
Nice.
And I like the music. I checked it out. So this is a cool song. We'll bump out with it during this segment as well. We thank Ethan back in the studio. Matthew Rocchio is doing a great job out here on remote. We have Fred and Sue Thomas. Jane is hanging out. And we have Terry Davenroy, who's the owner of Ott's Tavern.
Yay,
who has really
Terry.
Done a great job of welcoming us. How are you? And you even kind of, I don't know if you remembered me from Wisconsin, but you have Wisconsin roots as well, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Get real close to that microphone. We want people to hear you.
Yes, I lived up in Milwaukee for about 13 years, but I was born and raised here in Millstadt, or East St. Louis and Millstadt. Been here since 63.
So you came back home.
Back home.
There you
Good
go.
For you.
Back home about 12 years ago or so.
Well, nice. This is awesome. Kind of describe, because I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever been to the main downtown Millstadt area. You kind of come in, you can feel the difference, and Ott's is right here in the center, isn't it?
We are right on the a block away from the square, so... Nothing too exciting. It's just an old 1870s building, and it's got the old ghost paintings on the side of it. So it's kind of a neat heritage place.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah, it is really cool. And you were telling me this is the 85th year for the fish stand?
Yes, the fish stand is out back behind the bar, and it's a little shack. It's got two 25-seat dining rooms and a small kitchen, and we're putting out a lot of fish.
Wow.
And more, though. Let's talk about the menu. Guide us into the menu here.
Yeah, please.
Some people have sampled already. You have. Let's start with the burgers. Let's start with non-Catholic stuff. Mm-hmm. We're not at a church. I feel like we have permission to do that here today. But you got some burgers that you made. They're very unique. They look very good.
They are great. I'm real proud of them. Went down the street to a buddy of mine, Dave Cassina, owns Schubert Smokehouse here in Millstadt.
Ooh.
So good.
And he does a great job. And he created a burger blend just for me. And we discussed it, and they grind about 30% brisket right into that burger meat. So you get the flavor, you get a little bit of that fat. We do a smash burger out of it, so it's crispy around the edges.
Yes.
And then what I do is, I did this a couple of years ago for St. Louis Burger Week. It's a double smash burger with cheese. It's got 2 pounds of Schubert's bacon on it. It's got grilled onions and our special barbecue sauce we make here in-house.
Fred looks like he's in heaven right now.
Yeah, yeah, no, he's dreaming. You can just
Fred
see.
Fred has faded
this
away.
This is my Disney world.
Yeah,
right.
No, I get it. All right, so non-burger items on the menu for the fish fry.
Well, we do, of course, it's all North Atlantic Icelandic cod, and we do it in a fillet, and it's done in 100% peanut oil, so it's really good. Obviously, you know, if you had allergy worries, talk to your doctor about that kind of stuff, but... The peanut proteins are pulled out of it, so it's actually an allergen-free oil.
Ooh.
But it's just really tasty. It's more expensive, but
it's worth it.
It is
nice.
There's a difference in taste.
Let's talk about this soup.
Yeah, the clam chowder. Like, we're all awesome. Like,
now, the clam chowder I make, I start in about, oh, October, and I'll do it till at least Easter. I don't use it, do it year round. It's very expensive to make, but it's got the heavy whipping cream.
So good. Oh.
And it starts with 2 pounds of Schubert's bacon.
Sure it does.
Why wouldn't you?
Sure it does.
Why wouldn't you?
Yes.
But Terry, are you, I know you came back kind of to your roots here, but have you always been like a restaurant bar guy or not?
No. In fact, yeah, I did a lot of corporate training. I've taught at a number of different colleges, but only part-time because I don't have my doctorate. So even when I came back here, I was teaching for Lindenwood University. But I've taught finance for McKendree and, you know, statistics for Wabash Valley and all kinds of things.
But burgers are
much
better.
Much smarter than I. If math's involved, there's
burgers
no doubt
are
about
better.
That.
Yeah, you make a lot of people happy.
Burgers, yeah, I do make people happy here.
It's a wonderful place.
We
great
really
ambiance.
Appreciate you having us. And we noticed it from the very beginning because we had a great crowd out here that was turned out for the roundtable watching us. And we really appreciate that. We've had a great run. This is the final stop. It's a little bittersweet because I can't believe we've done this for 5 weeks. Fred missed. Did you only miss one of them, Fred?
I only missed one.
Yeah, that's
one.
But what I like about Millstadt is it's like everybody knows each other here.
It's lovely.
You know, when you walk around, everybody's like, oh, yeah, I know him. Yeah, he, you know, I went to school with him.
Sure.
6 degrees of Millstadt.
It really is. And if I can give one more shout out to someone local, Scharf Farms just north of town, for about a month and a half in the spring and then another month and a half in the fall, we're buying 100 to 150 pounds of cabbage every week from them when their crops come in.
Oh, that's cool.
So when we do have the availability to do local stuff, and at the end of the weekend, like last weekend it rained, we didn't sell any slaw. I mean, we sold fish, but people took it home and ate their own sides. So we had lots of leftovers. I've got a guy that comes in and picks it up, and he feeds it to his chickens. And
oh,
you know,
that's
so
great.
You know, we just
the group
try and
effort.
Make, it
we're
is.
Repurposing
it
really is. The cabbage.
I love that. That's awesome.
So thoughtful.
But yeah, it's a fun thing. So thank
how long
you.
Are you open?
We've been
for
here.
Serving fish.
Oh, we're year round. So it's Friday from noon until 9 p.m.
Ooh.
Saturday and Sunday we open at 3. Saturday we close at 9, and Sunday we close an hour early at 8 p.m. But it is year-round, and that's the nice thing is I don't have to worry about I think that's why you put me the last week of this your travel show.
Because you're always here.
Because I'm always here, and that way I'm not going to have leftovers because I serve tomorrow and Sunday. And
oh, I got you.
I won't get stuck. If you had a nonprofit and this was their last day, they bought extra for your crowd that you bring in, it would have hurt them. And so we want to make sure that, you know, obviously
that's
we very thoughtful.
Thank
you. I can appreciate that for sure. Well, Terry, thank you so much. We may touch base with you again here before the show is over, but we appreciate it. And there's still time to come out here to Ott's Tavern and say hi at Fish Fry Fridays on the Mark Reardon Show. Time to do this. Sue's News coming up here.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Today is National Grilled Cheese Day.
Ooh.
And we were talking about this the other day. Fred, you're a grilled cheese person. That's right up the Fred alley. Somebody turn on
Fred.
Very
well timed. Very well timed.
Somebody turn on Fred. We need the Hall of Famer in the house.
Can we rephrase that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
All right, Fred.
Oh, whoa, yeah.
Yeah, your favorite grilled cheese. Do you have anything else on it but cheese? Are you a cheddar man? Talk to me.
No, I'm just a strictly cheese guy. Simple like everything.
Okay. No
cheddar
bacon?
Or American?
Tomatoes.
American.
American. Yeah.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies
tomatoes,
and gentlemen?
Bacon and a little bit of avocado on the side.
Yeah, I'm with you.
What?
Here's the interesting timing on this. 3 nights ago, my daughter, who's a complete pain in my ass, I will say that, says at 9 o'clock, I'm hungry, after she didn't want to eat the dinner that, you know, she was supposed to have at 7.
Uh-huh.
And somehow we were watching a show and there was a reference to grilled cheese. So she goes, Daddy, make me grilled cheese. I'm like, I'm not making you anything. You make it. So I taught her how to make grilled cheese.
Oh, nice.
That is a good skill to have.
It is. It's not that
difficult. I have a special toaster now. That you just, it has a little thing that you fold in, you put the, all the, you know, the cheese and the bread, put it in the toaster, you tell it grilled cheese, and it makes your grilled cheese.
Wait, what?
And it's grilled cheese for dummies. It's spectacular.
That's insane.
And I assume, butter the bread first?
Yes,
so you get
butter
that
the bread.
Oh, that's genius.
And then you put the cheese in, and then you just put it in this, and it's like a little contraption, and it sits down into the toaster.
Okay. This
is
so confused.
I'm going to do
is
a video.
Is this part of a different type of infrastructure piece? You use it for other things, or just for
grilled cheese? Oh, no, it does toaster. Yeah, it's a regular toaster. It does bagels. It does frozen.
I need
one of these. Yeah, and you press buttons. You just press this little on-screen thing. And it's amazing. And you can also make other sandwiches in it if you'd like, you know, to grill other stuff.
Can you do like paninis and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Yes.
Sold.
I know. It is a very good contraption.
On this day in history, 59 years ago, and we've been watching on the big screen, there is an entire documentary about Jack Nicklaus, and of course I love him.
Yes.
And they do this whole thing about him. But that's why I put this on here today. In 1966, 26-year-old Jack Nicklaus won his third Masters.
Oh, wow.
And he became the first man to win them back to back. Good not too shabby for 26.
Great history. Amazing. Great history. I love hearing the stories of past Masters. And this tournament has been very, very good so far. Rory is sitting just off the lead. Ooh. Justin Rose still at the top of the leaderboard. He had a great round. Dan Reardon's going to join us from Augusta National at 5:45 this evening for a leaderboard update.
I think Jane and I may be the only ones who think this is great. But on this day in history, this has music. 37 years ago in 1988, this song won Oscar for Best Original Song.
Time of my life. No, I
exceptional.
Like this before.
Nobody yes, puts I baby in the corner.
That is correct. It's I've had the time of my life from Dirty Dancing, baby.
I
won the Oscar for the Best Original Song.
You and Jane would have the appreciation for this.
Yeah, Lance Romance over here doesn't get the whole significance of this.
No, I do not.
Oh, boy. Poor Becky.
Cher won Best Actress for Moonstruck. Boy, I love that movie.
That was a good,
it's a good movie.
That is a really great one. And Michael Douglas won Best Actor for Wall Street.
Ooh.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Was 37 years ago today.
So that's a movie I've never gone back to watch again, Wall Street.
Oh, you should.
Yeah,
you
should.
I watch it almost every time it's on.
Okay, you guys, you remember the guy who sucker punched Steve Buscemi in New York City last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They sentenced him 6 months behind bars. 51-year-old Clifton Williams pled guilty. He said he was homeless at the time. He also got 5 years probation and an order of protection against Buscemi, but also one for the other guy he slugged right before Steve. So he hit a 22-year-old man and then just a few minutes later hit Steve for no apparent reason.
And they did some real damage to him,
didn't
they?
Yeah, he was bruised up. It was not good.
Did he know it was Steve Buscemi, or was it just a random guy?
Unclear.
Yeah, unclear.
Yeah, we think it was just random. And this one is odd to me, too. A man appearing before a New York court got a scolding from a judge after he tried to use an avatar generated by AI to argue his case. Have you ever heard of anything?
Wow.
Jane.
I mean, he's just using the technology available,
isn't
he?
Funny, that's pretty much what he said.
Right, exactly.
The latest chapter in an awkward arrival of AI in the legal world. And this was March 26th. It was a New York appeals court. Panel of judges was set to hear from the plaintiff in an employment dispute. The court had given Jerome DeWald permission to play a video with his arguments since he had no lawyer, but the presiding judge halted things quickly when she realized the person speaking in the video wasn't even a person.
Wow.
It was AI, and he fed it all into it.
Well, A for effort, don't you think?
Right, I think so.
I watched a documentary about AI being used to catfish people.
What?
Look, I think
it was messy. And in Australia, the legal system was like, okay, what do we do? Because it got very harmful.
Are they doing it online, obviously? But on what platform?
It was on Facebook.
Wow.
And the person catfished, pretending to be an actor, a famous actor. I forget who the guy was.
It was all AI.
It went on for like 2 or 3 years. This woman co-opted his voice.
Oh,
co-opted where he was and what he was doing. So she could, you know, and it was this poor flight attendant that met him on a flight, posted a picture, and so this lady just randomly tore out after this poor flight attendant, and it was all AI. Took years to track this woman down.
And
put her in jail.
I would just be so mortified.
Oh,
yeah,
but
it went beyond that.
Then
when the woman figured it out and said, okay, I'm out of this, then the stalking and the threats came. I mean, it was devastating to this woman's life.
We have not yet seen what AI can
do. No, I think you're right.
That's the bad part.
The nefarious aspects of it, I don't think we even know the consequences of it.
I totally agree with that. All right, for Jane, we have the story that Fred found about peeps. Now, a person, and of course it was a female.
Okay.
She has eaten all the different variety of peeps since we are close to
Easter.
So
have I. So
and she has
what.
Ranked them in order of deliciousness.
I might like her. Let's see how her rankings are.
So this would be the peeps power ranking is what you're about
correct.
To tell us, right?
All right. There's 14 of them, but I'm going to spare us. We'll start with number 8.
You.
You're welcome. Number 8, chocolate pudding. Have you had that one?
Yes, I would not put it in the top eight.
Okay. Number of seven, party cake.
Oh, that goes top five, baby. Top five, and it tastes like a party cake.
Does it?
Oh, yes.
Number six, cinnamon churro.
Horrible.
Really?
And I'm a lover of peep. You know my history with peeps, and it's horrid.
So you really have had all these.
Oh, yeah. This is
absolutely.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Number five, Dr. Pepper.
I have not tried it because I don't like Dr. Pepper, so I figured that would not be good. So I can't judge that fairly.
Number four is the one you mentioned last week, the Rice Krispie Treats.
Yes, in my pantry right now, yes.
Okay.
And it tastes like Rice Krispies.
Number three, Breyers Ice Cream Cookies.
Yes.
Is that a top
highly
three?
Rated? Highly rated.
I don't think I knew that there were this many flavors.
Yeah.
Fred,
I mean, but I've given you so many flavors.
Well, but I've discriminated
for your
against peeps because I hate them.
I know. I've given you green apple. I've given you. I mean, there's a ton.
And Alexa
the chocolate
likes them a
covered.
Bit.
Number two is classic peeps.
Always, yeah.
And number one, cotton candy.
Oh, so good.
Really?
Yes. All that's right. Up there in the top three as well. I would go with cotton candy peeps.
They're a lot of fun
else.
To throw on the fire pit, too, because they kind of go up in flames. It's really, it's kind of
a hobby
at Easter
there will
time.
Be, the universe will take care of you for that.
It will it?
Yes,
okay,
it will.
Good. And we've got a pair of critically endangered, nearly 100-year-old Galapagos tortoises at Philadelphia Zoo. They have become first-time parents. That's right. They are 100 years old.
Wow.
The zoo announced the arrival of four hatchlings last week. At first, it's more than 150 years. This is a first. They've been around for 150 years in that zoo. This is the first for two 100-year-old tortoises.
What do you think they were doing the previous 99 Fred. Years?
Fred.
Well, Fred. Oh, nothing.
Fred.
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 Until this one kicked
in. We know
in.
How this happened, don't we? we do, don't we? We know how this happened.
The babies are the offspring of female Mommy. That's her name because I first read it and thought, what? And male Abruzzo. And they are the two oldest residents of the zoo, and it's all very exciting.
That
so if you
nice.
Happen to be in that area, you
especially
can go there.
Especially since our zoo just lost their tortoise.
I know. It's a shame.
It's very sad. Yeah, we did. The oldest animal at the St. Louis Zoo passed away. Sad.
And Mark, here we present to you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what do you got here?
This is a cake that I got for you at Schnucks today. And it was un-iced. And there was a woman behind the counter who looked slightly angry.
I can't even open it.
And she was more than slightly angry. She
really?
Was just annoyed. And I said, well, maybe we'll call her a curmudgeon. And I said, madam, will you please pipe happy birthday or a 60 on there for me? And she said, all right.
Yeah, the piping actually
it's
looks
terrible.
Angry. It looks angry,
yes,
doesn't it?
And I love
even
it.
Even I do better than that.
Here's why it fits. It almost looks as bad as my handwriting.
Yes.
You know,
oh,
so
you're
it
right.
actually,
Mark,
you're
it's
right.
Me.
Don't and you think,
she,
Fred?
She said right. after she piped it, oh, I'm sorry. Do you want me to redo it and it's in pink? And I said, no, this
it's
is
perfect.
Outstanding.
It is perfect. Thank you so
she
much.
She channeled Mark. She channeled him, didn't
That's
she?
That's so funny.
And
she did.
Yeah.
She was crabby. She had bad handwriting. It's perfect.
Yes.
It is. Beautiful.
And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's super random fact. A female chauffeur is called a chauffeuse.
Stop
and
it.
There, yeah.
Is that true?
Yep. Chauffeuse.
Oh,
is that what
that
I'm supposed
one.
To say to my next female Uber driver?
No. Well, you can. She probably won't know what you're talking about.
There
she
you
might
go.
Call the police.
That wraps up a live Sue's News out here in Millsap. We're at Ott's Tavern. It is Fish Fry Fridays. We're back with Paul Hall. Some recommendations on entertainment. Cusimano a little later this hour. Hey, we are at Ott's Tavern in Millstadt, Illinois, and we got a great crowd. We've actually had a great crowd since the beginning of the show. We appreciate the support in Millstadt because we had an awesome crew for the Reardon Roundtable. We're going to continue live until 6 o'clock. We do have, Fred, we have the state rep from this particular area coming in, Kevin Schmidt, who
right.
represents Millstadt. He's going to visit with us in the 5 o'clock hour. I got a bunch of other stuff, too, that I want to get to that we didn't really even get to in the roundtable. Look, Jane, you have a response. We'll hold on this, but we have an awesome response finally from the current mayor, the outgoing mayor's father, as you like to call him, Virus Jones, who went off and he lost his you-know-what today. So we'll get to that in the 5 o'clock hour as well. We have Cusimano coming up in just a little bit. Really, really awesome day at the Masters. We'll have the update. And Dan Reardon joins us at 5:45 from Augusta National with a leaderboard update. Look, Justin Rose is hanging in there. Had a great round today. Rory within striking distance. Let's go to the movies this afternoon. Paul Hall from Common Guy Films. We're going to start with a movie called Drop.
Hey.
Hi. Sorry, I got a drink because I was nervous.
I had a couple in the car on the way over. Are we okay?
Somebody sent me this.
It's just dumb kids trying to mess with you.
It's weird.
I mean, who do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know.
Violet, everything okay?
I'll be right back.
I think that was the whole clip. Paul Hall, how are you? This has Megan Fahey. I have something to say about The White Lotus in a couple of minutes as well, but she was in one of the episodes, or I'm sorry, one of the seasons of The White Lotus, right?
I don't recall if she was she in maybe the first season, but she wasn't in the third. Yeah. I know that.
No. She was in, what was it, the second season, Jane? Do you watch The White Lotus not?
Oh, yeah.
So I think she was in the second season.
I think that's right. She looks familiar. Yeah.
Right. But we'll have something to say about season three here in a second, but let's talk about Drop. What's this one about? Is this theatrical?
Yes, it is. We're going to go to Chicago for this because the folks in Drop are, it's basically set in a high rise in Chicago. It's the idea of you're getting back out there, you're getting a date for the first time in a long time after things have happened with your husband, and you know each other, so it's not really a blind date, but you're sitting at a restaurant and you start getting airdrops. Now, do you guys use airdrops at all?
Meaning what?
Like, just send pictures to one another.
I was confusing it for a second there with AirTags. But, yeah, that's an effective way to share a picture with someone,
absolutely,
right? Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, so now you get them, but you get them from people you don't know. In essence, you have your airdrop on at a restaurant, and she starts getting these weird airdrops that start putting her on a path to maybe try to kill somebody in the restaurant on their behalf because, quite frankly, somebody has her access to her security cameras, the cameras in the restaurant, and basically starts playing a game with her with all these airdrops coming her way.
Uh-huh.
I like the creepy premise. I mean, think about it. You're sitting there at Ox Tavern, and somebody down the road, down, you know, three tables over starts sending you things that just creep you out.
Well, this happened, Sue. You might remember, Sue, we've talked about this particular issue on airplanes where they've had people on airplanes decide to be goofy and they're airdropping nasty stuff to people and then no one knows where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and you don't, and that's just it. In this case, her family's threatened and she can't tell her date because he or she who's doing it won't let them do it. And so now it's a matter of trying to figure out, A, who's doing it, and B, keeping her family safe. Try not to do things that she doesn't want to do. I liked it a lot. I actually took my wife to go see the early screening of this, and she liked it as well. Is it perfect? No. There's some real glaring errors, like at some point in the movie, they're in the streets of Chicago late at night with no traffic. Where does that ever happen? By late at night, I mean like 10 o'clock. Come on. Downtown Chicago, 10 o'clock? So there's some things you gotta kind of leave go, but Drop has a really good and fun type of thriller theme to it, so I think people will like it.
All right, zip through these other recommendations because I do want to talk about The White Lotus, and we want to get Frank on here. But you got a couple of streaming options as well, right?
You got it. There's a couple docuseries that are out there that are creepy, just like this. Spy High deals with Lower Merion, Pennsylvania, and its sister school. And the time when, a couple years back, they basically gave all the kids a laptop and started spying on them at home, including taking pictures of them.
Really?
It is.
That's called Spy High?
Spy High. That's over on Amazon Prime. And I'll tell you what, this will creep you out a little bit that schools did this. And this made big news. I mean, they did the rounds of GMA. Fox and Friends, you name it, this was a big story back in the day. I didn't remember it, but it creeped me out just a little bit to see a school district have that much influence. Speaking of influence, bad influence, the Kidfluencer. Now, this is kind of like Ruby Frankie we talked about a while back and her tale. This is about some other, basically, Kidfluencers and the behind the scenes of the wackiness with that group. That very interesting story. That's over at Netflix. G20 is a brand new movie on Prime Video with Viola Davis. It's an action movie that probably should have been in theaters. It kind of lends itself to the big, bold screen. I think you'll have a pretty okay time with G20. It wasn't great, but has its moments. And I'll tell you what, the last thing I should mention, over on Apple TV Plus is a new series with John Hamm called Your Friends and Neighbors.
Oh, yeah, I've seen just the launched. Promos for that.
Really good. I got into
good.
This quick.
Oh, good.
Expect John Hamm to have more sex than you've ever seen him do.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with that. No,
well,
judging.
A hook. You've gotten a lot of people's attention out here at the Fish Fry. All
the women.
For sure. By the way, I didn't love it the first episode, but the studio with Seth Rogen, which is on Apple TV Plus, is growing on me, and mainly because of Seth Rogen and his character, but that's fun. But I have to talk about The White Lotus. Now, let me make something clear. I have not wrapped season three. I really liked the first two seasons, and I was a little late to the game on The White Lotus, but I love season two. So I go into this season. I've been struggling with it. I'm on episode four. I'm halfway through.
I text
my friend Rick in Las Vegas. He goes, well, you're kind of halfway there, and he said it gets better. So I get through episode five and six. I'm on the last two, or maybe I'm on episode six. But, man, it has been – it's so weird. I'm committed. I'm pot committed. But this is pretty goofy this season.
I will tell you this. The last episode made it worth it for me because I did not feel great about it.
There were
some really creepy stuff going on.
But I've heard the opposite, though. And I know a little bit about what happens, unfortunately. I've seen spoilers.
There were a couple things that I didn't like, but I think the overall I really did like. And so, especially with Goggins.
Walton Goggins, who's
who
awesome.
Who I adore
so,
he does.
You know who's good in this, too, and he kind of comes in late to the game, is Sam Rockwell.
If he doesn't, now this is, I'm mark the tape, if he does not get a
Best
nomination.
Supporting actor.
If
yeah.
he doesn't get the award, then it's rigged.
Yeah, he's really good in it. So I'm going to stick with
belief.
It. I'm probably going to wrap it up this weekend, but it's been a struggle. And maybe Mike White, you know, the guy who makes Mike White is a guy that has been out there for
watch
a long time.
Watch his interview.
He's a weird dude.
And watch his interview on, and you know what? It gives you a little bit more context, and I actually, again, appreciate it a little bit more. It's not my favorite one, but it's kind of that weird situation where it stuck with me.
Well,
that's hard to do.
I think Mike White would tell you that's part of what he wants to do. He wants to make you uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know, there are things, and we're not at a church, so I guess I can talk about, but they kind of dabble in some incest stuff in season three. And it gets, I know you should have seen Sue's face. It's not comfortable, but it's also not comfortable for the characters. So I'm allowing it to kind of wrap up and conclude. But, Paul, did you like the way it wrapped?
This season was a slog from start to finish for me, and I have to disagree with Jane for one of the few times. I did not like the ending at all. I thought it was thrown together, and it tried to do a million things at once, and I don't think
it did tie up a lot of loose ends. Mm. Right. Because here you are kind of moving slow through the season, going, where are we going with this?
And then it accelerates.
But I will tell you, the romance between Goggins and the woman, that is the best part.
Okay, but by the way, I don't know, what's the actress's name that plays opposite of him? But apparently the big deal out on the interwebs is that they don't like each other in person. They don't follow each other on Instagram and all this stuff. And there's been some things.
I thought he said they had chemistry.
Well, apparently the chemistry.
I'd 100 times agree on that. I would believe that. 100%.
Yeah, I
believe
they're actors.
They didn't work.
Right, exactly. Hey, Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCommonGuy.com.
We will talk next Friday. I appreciate it. That's Paul Hall. We're going to wrap things up here for this segment. Come back. Sue's got traffic. Cusimano coming up. We'll get a leaderboard update at the Masters. The Cardinals are back in town. The Blues in action tomorrow night. It's Fish Fry Fridays in Millstock. All right, welcome back. It's Fish Fry Friday. We are in Millstock at Ott's Tavern having a great time. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Frank Cusimano is with us on this Friday afternoon, as he always is. And let's start with the Masters. You know, you might have been tempted to think that Justin Rose, at 44-year-old, just had one good day at Augusta National, but he hung in tough today. He still sits atop of the leaderboard, Frank.
Yeah, and what a star-studded leaderboard it is, Mark. Bryson DeChambeau shot 68. He's at -7. Scottie Scheffler is now -6. He's on the 14th hole. And Rory McIlroy may have been the best golfer of the day. He shoots 66, and he's at 6 under par. Mark, I don't know how you feel, but if you have that kind of star-studded leaderboard, that's the best 2 hours in television on Sunday, the back nine at Augusta, Georgia.
I think it looks amazing. I'm kind of rooting for Sung J.M., who had a pretty good round today. He's sitting at -3, and the reason is this was very creative. I'm in a fantasy football league, Frank, and the commissioner decided to base our fantasy football draft position on the finish of certain players in the Masters, and I have Sung J. looking pretty good right now. But this is a great leaderboard, and I was curious to see. Dan Reardon's going to join me in the next hour. It was very calm on the golf course this morning. It was picture perfect at Augusta National. The winds really kicked up midday, so I don't know if that kept some of the scoring a little higher than previously in the day. I don't know if you have a feel for that or not.
Yeah, I've been watching. I there's no doubt about it. The better scores were early on. But with that said, Scottie Scheffler has gotten hot here on the back nine on his second round. So I'm telling you, Mark, if you have a final group of like DeChambeau, Scheffler, and McIlroy, oh my gosh, I don't think you can get any better than that.
No, that's going to be awesome, and I'm certainly rooting for that because I love this tournament. I can't wait to watch over the weekend. All right, we got the Cardinals back in town tonight. They're, you know, still hitting. There's a lot of offense, so we have that to look forward to. But let's face it, the pitching has been dinged up quite a bit. They're sitting under 500. What do we expect this weekend?
Well, you're going to see a really good Philadelphia Phillies team, and they're going to throw an all-star left-hander tonight. So, Wilson Contreras has the night off. Jordan Walker, who's had a good season, is going to have his first game where he's going to bat second in the lineup. So I think, you know, coach or manager Ali Marmol has shown a lot of confidence in Jordan Walker. And for the Cardinals to have a good season, he's going to really have to expedite the learning curve and really be good this season. I think he can. He's looked very impressive so far.
So is there, I mean, I don't know what the crowds, this is not the picture perfect, you know, weather weekend. There's a lot of competition. We could talk about what else is happening on Sunday because you have City in action as well and the Battle Hawks. So a very busy sports weekend. You almost wonder if the Battle Hawks are going to outdraw the Cardinals.
Yeah, well, if you go by what happened last week, they should, because the announced attendance at the Battle Hawks game was 32,000. And we know we haven't seen that at Busch, you know, since opening day. So it'll be interesting to see if it's a good day on Sunday and the Cardinals manage to win two games in this series and you're heading into Sunday with some momentum. Maybe they could draw. But City SC, you know, there's 20,000 right there because regardless of how they're playing, and by the way, they've lost three straight and they've been shut out three straight times, but their fan base has just been so loyal. I don't think it's going to affect attendance, at least not yet.
All right, let's talk about the Blues because obviously we had 12 in a row. We dropped a couple here, very competitive games. They finished the regular season tomorrow night against the Kraken.
Actually, they got Utah back here the following week on Tuesday. But it still looks very good for them to make the postseason. Minnesota is in the driver's seat for that first wild card spot. And the Blues are still up 5 points on Calgary, although they played two more games. So if the Blues win in Seattle tomorrow, they clinch. And, Mark, I got to say one thing is that they missed Dylan Holloway. Dylan Holloway and this pickup by Doug Armstrong is one of his greatest moves. And him going down with a lower body injury week to week is really a devastating injury for the Blues because you can make a case for him being one of their three best players. He is big, physical, and an incredible skill level. They just miss him right now.
So it's very hard to get a handle on how severe the injury is in the NHL because they really don't give you a lot of information, right?
No, that they go with that nebulous term, lower body injury. But I will say this, they're losing him, but I think Colton Parayko has a good chance to dress tomorrow night. So he has been their best defenseman all season long. That would be a big addition.
All right, Frank, what's coming up on the show on Sunday night?
Well, we're going to have an interesting story about a guy from Vashon High School named Kennard Davis. So here's his story, Mark, in a nutshell. He went to Vashon, won four state titles, never made a penny, went to Carbondale, didn't play much his freshman year. And then last year, he blew up at Carbondale. He goes into the portal, and we're going to take you through what it's like for an athlete to all of a sudden make, who's made no money, to maybe making $1 million because he has offers from all these Power 5 schools, and it happened just in a three-month span. He blew up and all of a sudden went in the portal, and now all these schools are after him. We talked to his father and Kennard about the whole process.
That is amazing.
That's awesome.
It really
is.
And
cool.
You probably have a few stories out there along those lines. All right, Cusimano, thank you so much. We will. You and I will not speak on Monday. Mike Elam is going to be filling in, but I'll talk to you next week.
All right, sir. Have a good one.
Take care. It's Fish Fry Fridays. We're going to wrap up this hour. Sue's going to have traffic. We're coming back for one more hour. We have Brad Rains is out here come to visit us at the Fish Fry.
Yay.
Also, we'll visit with Kevin Schmidt, who is an Illinois state rep for this particular area in Millstadt. We want to thank Terry and the team here from Ott's Tavern. They have really done a great job. We had an awesome crowd for the roundtable from the very beginning of this Fish Fry on this Friday. We had an awesome crowd, and you can probably hear it in the background because the room is extremely crowded right now. We'll come back, though. Hour number three of the Mark Reardon Show, Fish Fry Fridays, coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com. Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.